right, so be thinking about the most expensive blunder you've made while working. It's 99.7 DJX. And while you're thinking about this, here's our setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do.
That's right. And honestly, this is seems like just one of those mistakes. Wrong place, wrong time.
Oopsies.
No ill intent.
My bad.
If you can manage to make it through the day without knocking a $1 million violin out of the musician's hands while they're playing during a concert, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. What do you do?
You're going to hear it right here.
Oh, gosh.
Did you hear it fall to the ground?
I did.
And so there were some definite tense moments there. And so what's
the musician going to do is just sit there and be like,
so if
you never sit here now,
if you've never been to like the orchestra, sometimes when they have featured musicians, they will be standing next to the conductor, right? So this violinist was performing and standing next to the conductor, and the conductor is wildly, you know, moving his hands.
He's conducting.
And he whacked her violin out of her hands, and it flies up in the air and falls to the ground. And those things are, that was $1 million violin.
$1 million?
Yes.
For a violin?
Yes. The
That's
good ones
very expensive.
Are expensive, yes.
And, wow. And was it woven with gold? Does it
the
play
point,
songs by an angel?
The point being that there was some, if it was broken, then it's not necessarily ruined. You can repair it, but still, the conductor stopped the orchestra, the maestro, and the violinist. She like held her hands to her face and picked the violin up and was just kind of inspecting it.
Oh.
And then apparently it was okay to play and to finish the concert. Not sure if there was any like lasting damage to it or whatever, but what a tense moment that
you
was.
You know what? If I'm the conductor, I am looking squarely at the performer and be like, well, you got too close.
I was going to say, because the conductor,
my deal.
The conductor is on a
little elevated
confined
riser.
Elevated riser.
Yes.
Right. He's not going to be like running around the stage.
Right. And you saw him doing this thing the entire concert. Give him space.
All I'm saying is it was one of those just oopsie moments.
Oh, yeah.
Where
it's just cringy.
Oh,
everybody
my gosh,
is probably like, oh,
yes.
No.
Ka-tunk.
Oh, I heard a little scream, too.
Yeah, that's her, right? Ay.
Oh.
Oy.
I mean, didn't mean to.
No,
but
and
again,
I'm sure he felt terrible, too.
I'm pointing the finger at the performer who just got a little too close.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
You know?
All
it's
right.
It's not like
maybe
he
then,
just started flailing his arms.
Maybe then the setting the bar is directed towards her. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting too close to a wildly conducting conductor.
Yes. Yeah, so
when you have a violin worth
$1 million. Out of your hands.
Yeah, then you're doing okay.
There you go.
All right.
That's a better focus.
All right, so that's your...
The conductor, he's just doing his thing.
Sure. So that's your setting the bar story.
Yeah, that's my take.
I would love to hear the most expensive blunder or error that you've made at work.
Oopsie daisies.
Okay, did you get reprimanded? Did you wind up getting fired? Did you keep your job? How much did it cost?
Oh.
502-795-1997. I can already tell you... Via the text line, there's an error worth about $250,000. So not a million, but definitely
That's
expensive.
Still hefty.
Yep. All right. So we'll take some of those coming up.